sits at 90's brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around the knotted roof and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder, and he dragged his hairy shit ass up the mountain. And he climbed so slowly, he climbed so slowly ahead. The crack of thunder, and rocks began to crumble overhead, and tumble down the mountain to the dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs to which his path had led. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and a mighty mountain changed before his eyes. And it's still amazing to see a thousand rocks and stones cast spreading down the mountain, and a thousand years were headed for the sky. And oh, the sacred creed will be yours. Wait till tomorrow, the sacred queen will be yours tomorrow.
Tomorrow, the sacred dream will be yours tomorrow. out here in the distance, the whole mountains up here tonight. Come with us. Lots of them, hopefully. Come with us to a different place, another mountain far away in a different land called Geenhenge. And at this time, what's going on right here in the song is you've got another mountain, kind of like the one right up over there, moving up into the distance, and Colonel Forbin, the hero of the story, is going to climb up the mountain and try to find the great knowledgeable Icarus. Now the reason he's doing this is because he's trying to get the helping friendly book. But let me back up a little bit. Geenhenge, which is inhabited by people called the lizards, was for thousands of years, these people lived in peace and harmony with the land, and they had this book, the helping friendly book. And the helping friendly book gave them, he's obviously read the book himself, but the helping friendly book had all the knowledge inherent in the universe and taught them the ways of living in peace and harmony with the land, and everything was great until this guy Wilson one day wandered along, and he was from a different culture. He came in and he had never seen such innocence, and in their innocence, the natives of the land, these lizard people, in their innocence, they just took him in and they didn't realize the danger. Not unlike, of course, what happened in this particular country. So in comes Wilson, and he sees these innocent people, and they're giving him all this stuff. And he says, boy, if I got my hands on that book, I could probably enslave these people because they need the book to live by. So he takes the book, and he builds a big castle, cuts down all the trees, and builds a castle in the middle of the forest in Geenhenge. And he hides the book in the highest tower of the castle and enslaves the people of the people of Geenhenge. And he lives in this castle. Now, at this point in time, Colonel Forbin comes along, and he's another guy from another place in time who manages to wander into this town, and he sees this scene of slavery, and he tries to help the people, the revolutionaries, overthrow Wilson. Now, all their attempts are failing miserably, so as a final attempt, he decides he's going to climb the mountain and find the great knowledgeable Icarus. Icarus is the god of these people, and the one who gave them the book. And no one's ever seen Icarus before, so it's a pretty scary thing. Now, he climbs up the mountain, as just happened in the song, and as he climbs up the mountain, it begins to tumble, rocks are coming down everywhere, and the spirit of Icarus is coming out of the mountain, until the mountain begins to, as rocks crumble down, it actually takes the shape of Icarus' face. And he looks up at the face, and he says, can you please help us? And Icarus says, I'll help you, because I see what a mess this is. So he's going to call on the famous mockingbird. He's going to fly down out of the sky, land on Icarus' shoulder. Icarus will whisper into the famous mockingbird's ear, and the famous mockingbird will fly off to Wilson's castle, steal the helping friendly book from Wilson, and bring it back to the people of Geenhenge, the lizards. So here he comes now, the famous mockingbird.
Thank you.